This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, and FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and our veterans and our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that is working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers and men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail haulers delivering the mail and the packages that everybody needs to have. And then, of course, we've got our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers delivering the products that they have to offer. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter, and you can find us there as the same thing on all of them, Captain's America, Captain's America, that's how you find us. And our website is simply the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That would be the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, find out all the different things that we have to offer, and I'm sure you'll be pleasantly surprised. All right, joining us from California, where he's got a little bit of weather, nothing like what we're seeing up in the Northeast, and we'll get to all that in just a couple of minutes here. We have the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Yippee-i-yo, Carl Patty. All right, thank you, boys and girls. Thank you, boys and girls. Appreciate that. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And for those people that are going, that doesn't sound like Ron Edwards. No, it's not. It's Kyle Warren, professor of politics, because Ron has the night off.
That's right. It's great to be here.
Yep, and we appreciate you sticking around and doing what you do. Now, we've been talking about a lot of things tonight, and it's mostly been about the balloon. And the reason for that is pretty simple. We know that this balloon could be just the start of things to come by the Chinese. They are testing us. But in the meantime, my question to you is, if we just go and blow up that balloon, which I would have done already, by the way, and blown it up, blown it over some open areas up there further up the line of Montana, if we just went ahead and did that, people are saying, well, what if it had explosives? What if it had debris? What if it came down and caught all the grassland on fire? What if it did this? What if it did that? Well, you know, that's a risk you got to take, but you don't let somebody's other country's balloon, which is actually a spy balloon, I might add. This is no more weather balloon than a man in the moon. This has got electronic devices, gizmos, and gadgets on it that can record transmissions, whether they're radio, television, satellite, whatever they happen to be. They can be recording everything that's going on in the areas they're traveling over, which wouldn't surprise me that they're doing that. How about you?
Well, you know, Captain, you mentioned the term testing. Mm-hmm. Yes, they are testing the United States, but specifically they're testing Joe Biden. And they're trying to, and they're seeing what is the reaction going to be. Now, we don't know whatever may be going on behind the scenes. But that being said, whatever's happening in front of everybody does not bode well for how the Chinese government is going to perceive America's resolve. You're exactly right. You know, they knew that this balloon, this probe, whatever it is, was on its way to the United States airspace, and something should have been done prior to that. To let it get into our airspace was not a good idea at all.
Well, you mentioned something, mm-hmm. and what you mentioned I'm going to mention back to you, because you said that it's possible that this balloon could be the dry run to deliver a nuclear EMP device. Well, you betcha.
Well, exactly right. Something like that, or just what do we do when we see some, alien, quote, spacecraft coming into our airspace? You know, what are we going to do?
We warn them, and when they don't stop, we shoot them down. That's what we do.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. So they are looking at, in my opinion, they're gathering information that's not just for the long haul, but for something that could be in the offing soon. I'm not trying to be too reactionary on this, but why else would they sail a balloon that you could look up into the sky and see plain as day and say, well, oh, it's just a weather balloon? No, there's something else going on with this balloon we don't know yet.
Well, they've also found a second balloon. Over the Latin America, didn't hear exactly what country, but over Latin America. And they believe there may be a third one up in Canada.
That's exactly right. So this is not an errant weather balloon, as the Chinese government would have us believe.
It's more than one.
Not. Well, exactly. But they're giving this sort of ridiculous explanation for it, and they know what they're doing, and they know what this ridiculous explanation sounds like.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ian, perfect timing. You called right in the middle of the break. If you want to hang on, just hang on and we'll get to you. But in the meantime, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with me. And we will be right back with more here. Don't go anywhere.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Thank you very much, Frank Silvato. You hear him on a regular basis every Monday and every Friday in the 4 o'clock, the fourth hour, which is the 5 a.m. Eastern time hour live. You'll also hear him if you go over there today, right now, and listen to the show that's over there. We're playing the live show, but he will be on one of the pre-taped shows that's over there. The podcast is already up with him on it. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow, Mike Lindell. MyPillow is back at it again. He's back at it again. I'll tell you what, Mike Lindell, never put this guy down. He's got some brand new pillows. Buy one, get one. Brand new pillows, made a little differently, keeps you cooler even than what it was doing before. Really, really, really fantastic pillows. He's got the brand new My Slippers there too. And of course they were good before, they're better now. He's got the towels over there, that are on sale. He's got a lot more things on sale. And what you do is you go to the MyPillow.com website. And then you click on the Radio Listener Specials page link that's there. You see a little door. It says Radio Listener Specials. Click here. You go in there. You have to use a promo code. The promo code will be Captain. And away you go. Shop till you drop. Now, if you want to call them, you can call them. Talk to a live person and cut a lot of corners by dialing them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Give them a call. Place your order that way. And I'm telling you what, you are going to be glad, glad, glad that you did. All right, let's go back to the phone call. On the line we have Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, Ian did call back, and we've got him, so I'm going to go to him right now. Okay, Ian, what's on your mind?
Yeah, everybody's all upset and everything about the spy balloon, and rightly so, I may add. But I'm not surprised. I mean, I'm surprised about the balloon because I wouldn't put anything.
More than one now. More than one now.
Yeah, there's another one now going through Latin America, supposedly. But anyway, I'm not upset at all at the government's reaction because they haven't done anything about protecting our border since 1965 and protecting this country, the whole entire ruling class. It's more than just Biden. He's just the latest. Biden's just the latest iterations of jerks that have been ruling over us. You notice how he's not worried about it? Yeah, because they don't care about our borders. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they're land borders or whether they're 50,000 feet up in the air, they don't care about us.
So what do we do about the balloon? What do we do about that balloon?
They ain't doing anything now, and nothing we can do except do what we're doing, talk about it. The average regular person across the political spectrum, I may add, is concerned about this balloon, except the people that run this country and own it, and that ain't you and me. Anyway, thanks. Bye.
All right. Now, Kyle, I have been getting some questions, and here's an interesting one. If the balloon is going over a state, does the state have the right to take it down, to shoot it down, or to bring it down by whatever means? What do you think?
Well, that's a very good question, because obviously you do have the state's rights in terms of protecting its own sovereignty and airspace. But that's actually a very good question. It seems to fall under the federal protection, though. This would be a U.S. military option and operation, rather, and not something from a state National Guard or something like that. An imminent threat, I'm sure a state's governor could order any means necessary to neutralize the threat if it was imminent, but there's nothing about this balloon that says it's an imminent threat to people or, you know, lives, that kind of thing.
Okay, that's true. I agree with that one. All right, now we've got a another situation where our Attorney General Merrick Garland indicated that the Department of Justice may legally challenge the appeals court decision this week on a law that barred those with domestic violence restraining orders from owning guns, said it was unconstitutional. That came from the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. And Merrick Garland is talking about appealing that. What do you think about that?
Well, it's very, very interesting. I think it's hard to paint with a broad brush on that, one might think, because for people that receive domestic restraining orders, there's going to be a case-by-case evaluation of something like that. Somebody could lie and get somebody to have a restraining order, and then suddenly your firearms are taken away. But in many cases, I'm sure the opposite is true, that there's a good reason for that. So I think it's going to have to be case by case, at least in my opinion.
Now, former Mike Pence gave a speech a couple days ago, and he is a potential 2024 GOP presidential candidate. We have to mention that. And he floated an idea about reforming Social Security. Did you hear it?
I haven't heard his whole idea, but I would mention this too, Captain, though. Mike Pence tweeted out earlier yesterday, I believe, on Friday, to shoot down the balloon and then have Blinken go on his trip anyway and tell the Chinese eye to eye, don't do it again. So I just thought I'd mention that. But yeah, what is this reforming Social Security issue?
Well, lengthening the age, you know, taking the age factor out again, making it older until you can get 100% of the benefits, number one. And number two, allowing people like a savings account where they can put their money aside in something other than Social Security and create something separate so the money would be there versus Social Security, which they seem to borrow and stick all these IOUs in for everything but Social Security.
Well, right. And I think a lot of people, Captain, are concerned that by the time they might reach retirement age, that if the money won't be there, that something else will happen, that those IOUs will go poof. They're not going to be material, you know. And so the idea is almost kind of like the medical savings account idea. But the idea that you put it away and it's going to actually be there when you need it to retire, that might get some traction because of the sorry state of Social Security.
Now, I've got three separate reports coming from Canada. The last one was 2.5 hours ago, that they are tracking what they think is another one of these balloons somewhere in the northern part of Canada around the Arctic Circle.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Well, I will say this, and this is just an observation, and that is, if you wanted to fly over the United States and give the ridiculous answer that it's a weather balloon, you might launch a couple others and then say, well, we were doing atmospheric analysis, and our other balloons went other places. So the one that went over the United States, that was a mistake, you know. I mean, so it could be also be part of a ruse. That might be one thing. But at the other time, they might just simply be gathering a bunch of information about the northern hemisphere, as much as they can, as a prelude to what?
Yeah, you're right. Now, listen, the interstate migration is starting to make some of the regions redder and starting to make some of the other regions, but less of them than the ones that are redder, blue. And I think we kind of figured that was going to happen when they came in. People were going to come in here because they subscribed to the conservative way of government, and other people were going to come in here because they were liberal, they wanted all the free stuff.
Well, that's right. And I do think that some of the elite, the Democrat Party elite in particular, I think they know for sure that that you're going to have people sort of congregating and sort of self-separating into different parts of the country. If you think this way, go to this state. If you think that way, go to that state.
Mm-hmm.
And it builds up more separateness in our society rather than having, news and, or I should say, views and opinions sort of melded together all across the country.
And a jury yesterday found the tweets made by Elon Musk did not mislead Tesla investors into investing their money into something that they didn't want to be in. So he won that case.
He did. So he won the case and presumably is now going to start focusing back on space. So, you know, who knows? Or at least in the sense that he can also focus more on Twitter. But definitely a big win for Elon Musk because he didn't cause undue influence.
I was just thinking out loud, wouldn't it be something if Elon Musk comes to the rescue with like a big net or something like that, goes up there and brings down that balloon with one of his, wouldn't it be something?
Well, yeah. Well, he could send one of those rockets up there. They know how to land on a barge out in the ocean.
Or he could send his girlfriend. You know, the girlfriends, the ladies, there's going to be like four or five of them going to be on one of these flights. Send them up there and say, hey, doll, bring back the balloon, please.
Yeah, exactly.
All righty. Hold that thought, folks. Bottom of the hour coming up. We'll be back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A little nippy where I'm at, freezing cold up north. But we'll take it, what we got here at the moment, 53 degrees. I'll be back. Don't go nowhere. No how.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News Update. The issue with a Chinese high-altitude balloon floating over the U.S. is not being taken lightly in Washington.
In light of China's unacceptable action, I am postponing my planned travel this weekend to China.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says U.S. defense officials are continuing to monitor the progress of the balloon as it makes its way across the country. Earlier, China had confirmed its ownership of the balloon but said that it is a civilian-piloted weather balloon that went off course. Pentagon says that's not true. At the same time, we learned China's president wants his nation's army ready for a Taiwan invasion by 2027. That's what CIA Director William Burns said this week at Georgetown University. Burns said, it's the spy agency's stance to not underestimate President Xi Jinping. Burns added, Xi has watched Russia's invasion of Ukraine closely over the last year. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
You betcha. And boy, they do just such a fantastic job, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. Check them out. You'll be glad you did. They helped me. Nobody else can help me. Nobody else. Well, we can't do anything. Well, you're stuck with that. Well, it's going to be that way. Yep. One person said that wasn't true, and they proved it. They proved it. So there you go. Maybe they can help you, too. All right. Back to the telephone line. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I'll tell you what. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's so nice to have people sending great messages to us, which they are. We're getting some direct messages coming in here. I'm going to try to read some here eventually. And oh, by the way, next hour, I have a special treat for the listeners. You know what it is?
Yeah, what's that?
Kevin Jackson will be my guest.
Oh, that's right. That's great. Yeah, Kevin Jackson. That's
great. He's coming to town next Thursday, the 9th of February. And he's going to be on a comedy tour with a couple of professional comedians. I guess he's a straight guy out of the mix, but that's what he's going to be doing. I'm going to have him on my program. And then we're also doing Have Lunch with the Captain and Kevin Jackson an extra day at Mission Barbecue next Thursday. Next Thursday from 11:30 to 1:30, we'll be at West Waters. Have Lunch with the Captain and Kevin Jackson. So we invite everybody to come out and get a chance to meet him.
Very cool. That sounds like it'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Kevin's a great guy. Now, the ladies aren't playing nice, Kyle. I'm talking about Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor and AOC, who are just hammering each other back and forth on Twitter as well as on every television station that AOC can get her hands or her face on. And that seems to be just one, and that's CNN. That's the only one she seems to be able to get on.
Right. Well, you know, earlier in the program, you know, we talked about some bipartisan, you know, cooperation
sure.
to help the American farmer.
Two men.
Captain, yeah, that's right. But here you've got, it seems to be the same old thing here. And certainly with this intelligence committee dust up, I think we'll see it intensify, at least in the short term here.
Well, AOC, as we all know, is a professional actress who actually auditioned to get the job to run for Congress. We know all about it. We know the story. It's been told to us many times. And if you don't believe that or if you don't know that, go look it up. You'll get a real eye-awakening experience. Now, Marjorie Taylor, go ahead.
Oh, no, thanks, Captain. No, I was just going to say, when AOC was doing her, she was all upset there and speaking about it in the House just about 48 hours ago. She seemed to be like playing a part. It
didn't really seem genuine. That's what she does.
She was supposed to go out and just kind of be outraged. It didn't seem real to me. Mm-hmm. But this is all part and parcel of the game.
Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene stuck it to AOC. She says, I repeatedly ask you to debate me, but you've been a coward and can't even respond. Instead, you go on CNN and lie about me. Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene said the exact correct thing. And AOC is a coward because she won't debate her.
Well, I think a debate for AOC wouldn't actually be beneficial to AOC. So I think that's the last thing that she would want. So they'll definitely keep sort of sniping on Twitter such that it creates another firestorm or another controversy or another just sort of one-up, you know, up the ante on the whole thing.
It would be beneficial if she could make herself sound like she meant something to somebody, right?
Well, right, but I think it's all part of you have to sort of gin up these mm-hmm. these things.
Well, now wait till you hear this. Just talking about Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia, she was getting a bunch of threatening voicemails from a man who actually spelled his full name to her, left his phone number, and dared her to press charges. Guess what she did?
Took him up on his
on his offer, called the cops, gave the cops all his information, and he got arrested and led away in handcuffs.
Well, and as he should be. You know, you can't. I mean, we talk about these political figures and so forth, but and we're very critical in many ways, supportive in others. But we can't threaten. Nobody should be able to threaten our elected leadership at all. Like
and
that. That's just not right.
And the NFL said something very interesting yesterday, other than Tom Brady. they talked about concussions and how concussions were up this year, 18% above the past season, and were actually reported at a much higher level than ever in the game.
That's right. It is a big concern because concussions, we know head injuries are very, very serious and can have lifelong effects, you know, if you have a brain injury, for example.
Mm-hmm. Now, folks, we're going to be going to the Truckers Highway and Bible Report here in about 2 or 3 minutes, whatever. But the associated cold air with this big-time cold front coming across the country, dropping into the northeast and parts of the upper mid-Atlantic coast, is going to be bringing 15 to 35 degrees below average parts of the upper Mississippi Valley, Great Lakes, Ohio Valley, through the southeast and the northeast on Sunday. Now, or through Sunday. And wind chill warnings and wind chill advisories posted in the Dakotas eastward to New England are the rule of thumb. Now, I did mention this earlier, and I'll mention it again. Mount Washington in Maine, the temperature was 110 degrees below zero 2 hours ago.
Yeah, that is really just out of control.
And they are getting snow up there, and they are getting heavy snow and wind, and that's what's making it so cold. It's going to drop it even more.
That's exactly right. We're in for quite a cold weekend.
You think?
Yeah.
By the way, what happens to you out there if you're burning wood? Some place this week, they were going to start writing tickets up to people that were burning wood to stay warm inside their places.
Well, I guess if they can't use gas to use their heaters, I suppose.
What if you have a fireplace?
Well, exactly right. Well, that's right. I think especially here in California, yeah, the air quality management might get something going for that. But generally speaking, Captain, at some point we're not going to be able to use anything, are we, that we have for modern conveniences.
And then again, you've got the old wood stoves that are still around and very handily, easily available, the old wooden ovens with the, you know, burned wood, and they have an oven and a heater and all that stuff. There's a lot of those around yet.
Well, of course. But it's interesting to see how things are progressing, especially in regards to the whole gas stove controversy.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's see here. Denise is talking about something. She saw the video when it was posted. Oh, the video of the, she's talking about the balloon. Yeah, well, there's more than one now.
That's true. And whatever is attached to this balloon, Captain, you know, they had mentioned, I'll just say this briefly, they had mentioned that they were able to stop it from gathering information. Unless it's completely classified, I think a lot of people would like to know, how would that be accomplished? In what manner would they be able to do something
announce
it with confidence?
There appears to be something off the bottom of the balloon.
Right. Yes.
I don't know what it is, but there appears to be something. It's like a. It's not a gondola, like one of those ride-on gondolas, but it's something underneath the balloon. Is there? And I guess that's what they're talking about. Okay, Kyle, hold that thought, folks. We'll be back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a weekend edition for you, and I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. It's just getting real.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Let it all, someone's back.
Beverly Hills Cop 2. Is that right, Kyle?
I believe so.
Yep, right. And I'll tell you what. That movie and that song, it just does not get old. I mean, you could play that all day and all night, and it's still like you're sitting right there watching a movie. And boy, what a movie that was. You talk about action. Holy smokes.
Yeah, well, Eddie Murphy just really had a lot of good hits with the cop series, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Rocket and Socket. Okay, well, Kyle, it's your turn first. Take it out west and tell us what's going on.
All right, well, we're going to start with our friends in Cheyenne, Wyoming this morning, Captain. We got high wind warnings there along I-80, and also as you head out towards Laramie and up, of course, toward Elk Mountain, you want to be aware of that high wind warnings out there. Then our friends in Montana tonight, also some high wind warnings starting at about Bozeman, between Bozeman and Billings, and then heading northward from there. It's going to head on up to encompass Great Falls as well, and then on up towards the Canadian border. So be aware of that. Now, since last hour, of course, we told you about the winter storm warning starting in Northern California up just a little bit, well, also in the Susanville area, basically, heading down, basically following Highway 395 through Lone Pine down towards Ridgecrest. But it's also now sort of creeping over the border into Nevada, Captain, towards our friends in Carson City and Reno, Nevada, as you head up I-80. Also, as you go up that area this weekend, a winter storm is expected to move through the Sierras there Saturday evening through Sunday. So we're also up in Seattle, Washington, Portland, Oregon. Looks like we'll have rain through Sunday, maybe a little respite on Monday, coming back, it looks like, on Tuesday. So please do be careful out there.
Well, you know, last hour we were talking about a little bit of fog around Dallas, the Metroplex there. All of a sudden, that little bit of fog has gone down almost all the way to San Antonio. From Dallas. So you're down that far with the fog on I-35. You also have some unsettled weather conditions going out towards Laredo out of Dallas, down that way in San Antonio. So be advised of that. You have some more unsettled weather conditions going over towards Eagle Pass. And you got a little bit of fog over there around Houston on the south side to contend with as well. Now, the Gulf of Mexico got some rough seas there tonight. That's because of what's going on up above, the winds that are coming down. We've got winds that are coming from the northeast in one direction and the northwest in another, and that could be interesting. It's colder weather, though, colder winds, so I don't think it'll create any major storm activity, so we're lucky in that respect. But here we go. Up north, all of New England, Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New York to include Long Island, Pennsylvania to include Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, and the Poconos, all the way across the northern type top of Pennsylvania and all of upstate New York, all the way to Buffalo, Rochester, and all the way out to Ripley. You have got extremely cold, dangerously cold weather. I can't emphasize this enough, folks. Temperatures pretty much above Poughkeepsie going north are at or below zero. The further north you go, the lower the actual temperature is. But that's not the problem. The problem is you got some really big-time winds blowing along here. So where it might be zero, it's about 15 or 20 below zero. And where it might be 10 below zero, it's 25 below zero with the wind all through that area. So you truckers that are going that way, for God's sake, you got to have your fuel right before you get anywhere near that. If you don't, you're going to freeze up. Fair warning. And, I mean, you need to, in North Carolina, at the very furthest to the north, you need to be adding fuel additives. Same way coming east. You need to be adding fuel additives no further east than about Chicago, and if you're over there along the river, no further east than Tennessee, because you're going to run into that weather. And even if you got the heated tanks, it'll create moisture. You'll get water in the tanks, and guess what? Then you got a problem. Then you got a problem. All right, so Kyle, that's what I got. I'm looking at there. Tell us about the Pilot and Flying J real quick, and then tell us how to hear your show.
Folks, don't forget, go to pilotflyingj.com, join up with the My Rewards Plus app, start saving today. Also get great offers on drinks and snacks and all kinds of great gear at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. That's pilotflyingj.com.
All right. And I will talk to you Monday morning, bright and early, and I hope you have a great weekend. And I know that you don't need to get the I know you don't need to get the weather warm where you're at, because it's not that miserable, right?
No, it's a far cry from what a lot of our friends across the country are doing right
okay,
now.
Okay, we'll see you on Monday, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and it's always a pleasure talking to him. And KyleWarrenShow.com is his website. Now, we're going to go over to Denise Simon, who's standing by. Her website is FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com, and you can also look her up as the Denise Simon Experience, and you get an experience, right?
Try to.
Don't know what the experience is, but you'll get one. Okay. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Yep.
Here we go. Oh, ooh, ooh. All right. Thank you, boys and girls. All right. I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic, for which it stands, one nation
under God,
indivisible, with liberty, and justice, for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Okay, how many balloons have we got up there flying around right now?
Well, there's one across the United States, and we're getting reports from the Pentagon that was late last night about 9 o'clock that there's one in Latin America. And they're being very shady on the one that's in Latin America. We have no idea. Latin America is a big place. So we don't know where. I have not seen where. But, you know, these balloons are not an unusual thing. They've been used many times before. They're cheap. And, you know, interestingly enough, there's one question that I would like to ask, and I haven't heard anybody ask it, and that is the transmission of the data that this surveillance balloon is picking up.
Uh-huh.
Where do we know that transmission is going?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know that.
I think we'll find out soon enough. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more of Denise Simon. FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We will be back with more on your Radio Dial on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.